This is Sunday morning, 12:1:19. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is Counterterrorism. Counterterrorism. Fear is Satan's MO. You can always know that. If fear is present, then you know who it is. From Genesis 3, it is clearly seen that Satan showed up to control the narrative. Fear is false evidence that appears real. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy by dividing, conquering, and controlling. He does it by controlling the narrative. Here is how he does it, through false flag events. And I won't read all of this, but there was just a little bit that I highlighted. 53 admitted false flag attacks. Here is one I wanted to read to you. The U.S. falsely blamed Iraq for playing a role in the 9/11 attacks. As shown by a memo from the Defense Secretary, as one of the main justifications for launching the Iraq War. Even after the 9/11 Commission admitted that there was no connection, Dick Cheney said that the evidence is overwhelming that al-Qaeda had a relationship with Saddam Hussein's regime, that Cheney probably had information unavailable to the commission, and that the media was not doing their homework in reporting such ties. Top U.S. government officials now admit that the Iraq War was really launched for oil, not 9/11, or weapons of mass destruction. Despite previous lone wolf claims, many U.S. government officials now say that 9/11 was state-sponsored terror, but Iraq was not the state that backed the hijackers. Many U.S. officials have alleged that 9/11 was a false flag operation by rogue elements of the U.S. government. See, this is Satan's terrorism. Did it cause terror? Yes, it did. It caused terror all over the world. Well, this is a list of 53 such said attacks, different, not just the United States. Right here, leaders throughout history have acknowledged false flags. A history of false flag attacks used to manipulate the minds of the people. In individuals, insanity is rare, but in groups, parties, nations, and epochs, it is the rule. That was by Friedrich Nietzsche or something like that. It's German. Terrorism, this is by Adolf Hitler. Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than fear of sudden death. So this is the propaganda. Why, of course, the people don't want war, but after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. And if it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship, voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works in the same in any country. This is another German, Hermann Göring. He was a Nazi leader. The easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror. The public will clamor for such laws if their personal security is threatened. That's Joseph Stalin that said that. That's like having these false flag events over here. Well, let's take your guns. Well, what's that going to help? It's not the people that legally have guns that's causing the problem. It's the criminals that steal the guns. But it's Satan's terrorist tactics. Okay. Satan does it one-on-one and through governments. His tactic is fear and his objective is control. See, fear controls. Let me look at Revelation right quick, 13. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and enslaved, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So he is going through fear, forcing, through enforcement, cause people, well, I can't get my medicine if I don't have the mark. I can't get food if I don't have the mark. I can't do anything if I don't have the mark. We know it as globalization, force through fear. We can't allow him to do this any longer. We are countering his terrorism in our confessions and petitions. We're changing the narrative, and we are right over the target. God has given us mighty weapons to counter Satan's terrorism. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of sound mind. Now, when fear comes, you can identify who it is and what he is about. Example, symptoms come and fear comes with it. Most would say, oh, I'd rather get to the doctor. Nothing against doctors, but it's part of the world system. It is dealing with the assault, with the arm of the flesh. Unless the Holy Spirit directs you there. My personal opinion is that God would not lead you to the God of this world system to get your answers. But we are having to come out of the system a little at a time, so don't be condemned over it. Here's our response as people of faith. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Isaiah 40:41, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. So we've identified the fear factor of Satan. Now I want you to recognize God on the scene. James 3:17. We'll look at those. I had a lot more scriptures, but since I've given so many scriptures today, we'll just do just a few here. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. So when God comes, wisdom comes, peace comes with it. Okay, Colossians 3:15 says, for peace to make the call. Not fear. Fear doesn't make the call. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. Peace is the umpire, and the umpire calls the plays, not fear and the devil. When we do this, Satan will no longer be able to trick you with his false flags against you. I mean, he's doing it globally, but he's also doing it individually. You'll be like Paul, shake, shake. Through fear, Satan seeks to paralyze you and blind your mind from the truth. But you have to cast that care, like Peter says. Cast your care. He cares for you. Pray for our leaders so that we can lead quiet and peaceable lives, free from terrorism. This will stop Satan's false flags. I'm convinced the two prayers, the Lord's Prayer, praying for our leaders. Why do we pray that prayer? It says so we can lead quiet and peaceful lives. So peace will reign. No more terrorism, no more false flag events. Okay, that's going to do it.